myself and feel old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Kick it down the street. gonna kick it down the street. Why not? That's a way to treat a friend. Right before me, the signs implore me, help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain. Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, with frozen faces to keep love away. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Kick it down the street. Tin can at my feet. I think I'll kick it down the street. Why not? That's a way to treat a friend. Before me, the signs implore me, help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing, think it's gonna rain today. I hope it's gonna rain today. Yeah, I hope it's gonna rain today. Yeah, I think it's gonna rain today. Yeah.
The sun is out, the sky is blue, There's not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's raining, raining in my heart. The weatherman says clear today, he doesn't know you've gone away, and it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery. What's gonna become of me? I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart. But it's raining, raining in my heart. It's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery. What's gonna become of me? I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart. Raining.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
Them bad girls. Now The next one I call won't even answer at all. I've got those teleop blues. His wife will say he's shopping or is up in the loft, or else she'll tell me off because his miffy's gone soft. I've called up 8 cinemas and 43 wimpy bars, and everyone was engaged. I bet that when I die they will put up a plaque saying R.I.P. but she'll ring you back. 'Cause till the day that I drop I still be calling that shop. Blues. And another thing, I'm getting more and more bored with all those blokes from abroad. I've got those teleop blues. Lion's Mane expect me to sit here and sell when every second dealer is called Mr. Patel. When you're dialing, when you're dialing, the whole world seems Hindu. I try my darndest to please, but I cannot speak Maltese or answer questions in Greek. And though I do my best, yet and I feel a burk offering fruity blue to a Randy Turk. CTM, I won't be calling again. I've got those teleop blues, let me tell you about it. I've got those teleop, yeah, they'll settle teleops. I've got those teleop blues. Shoot, shout the doobie doo boo.
Spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York, I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little down blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York, I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
I would be remiss in my duty if I did not tell you that the idea of intercourse, the fact of your firm young body commingling with the withered flesh, sagging breasts, and flabby buttocks makes me want to vomit. I would be remiss in my duty if I did not tell you that the idea of intercourse, the fact of your firm young body commingling with the withered flesh, sagging breasts, and flabby buttocks makes me want to vomit.
This story is The Witch's Vacation. When you hear this sound, you'll know it's time to turn the page. Now, let's begin. We know a witch. She lives next door. My brother and I have so much fun with her. We never like to go away from home. But last summer, we had to go to camp. We felt bad because the witch wasn't coming with us. It was raining when we got to camp. They gave us a tent number, and we ran to find the tent. When we saw the tent, we were afraid to go inside. What a surprise! We all put on our bathing suits, but we couldn't go swimming. It was raining even harder now. Then I saw something funny. In just one spot on the beach, it was not raining at all. And someone was there waving at us. Guess who it was? The other kids thought our friend was funny looking. One of them made fun of her bathing suit. The witch just smiled and turned him into a terrific swimmer. But just for a minute. Then she gave all the kids some water wings to play with. My brother built a sandcastle, but a big kid knocked it down. It didn't matter. The witch helped my brother build another sandcastle. We were so glad that our witch was with us again. The next day, she packed a picnic basket. But by the time we got to the picnic grounds, all the tables were taken. So we ate on the witch's picnic tablecloth. Then everyone hiked to Lookout Point. The big kids left us far behind. The witch just smiled. She said we would get to the top first. And we did. The witch helped to make camping fun for everyone. One night, the cook couldn't get the campfire going. It looked as if we would not have a weenie roast that night. We'll be right back. Our good witch came to the rescue. Having a witch at camp makes a big difference. It was turning out to be a wonderful vacation. Our witch was there the day I wanted to go riding. There was just one horse left. The kids called her Old Nelly Bones. I called her Nelly the Great. And she was. When we wanted to go sailing, the witch found a sailboat. Just the right size for us. One day I took out a rowboat so my brother could go fishing. He wasn't having much luck until... The witch let him use her broom for a fishing pole. After a while, the witch went ashore to take a nap. We were having so much fun that we didn't see where we were going. There was a waterfall ahead and we couldn't stop. We tried the witch's broom. It only works for witches. I wished for the witch as hard as I could. Back at the camp, the witch woke up. She knew we were in trouble. But she didn't have her broom. How could she get to us in time? In a wink, she changed the water to ice. And rushed to save us. Good old witch. We flew back to camp. The witch changed the ice back to water, and we celebrated by having a swimming party. It was the best vacation ever, thanks to our witch.
You're listening to Radio Valencia.fm, and we're here in the studio. Oh my god. We're here in the studio, and there's a rainbow. My god, there's a rainbow above the mixing console. Above the mixer, there's a... No, there's two rainbows. There's two rainbows above the mixer. Oh my god. There are two rainbows above the mixing console. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh my god. There's two. Then wait a. Hold on. Wait a minute, Rick. Is this some kind of joke? Wow. They're real. These are really two rainbows over the mixing console here at Radio FM. What does it mean? Oh my god. Oh my god. What does it mean? How could it be? Oh my god. I can't believe. I can't believe this bit has come all the way from the internet to radio. And the. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my god, I can't believe it. What does it mean? If I'm doing this stupid joke, what does it mean? What does it mean? Oh my god. Two rainbows. Two rainbows over the mixing console.
Hi, my name is Louis, and I'm here to tell you about a new dance called the Touchy. It is a wonderful idea for people to get together and touch. You can dance now touching hand to hand, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, nose to nose, ear to ear, or foot to nose, or what have you. I made this recording all by myself. I play every instrument that you will hear, including harps, bells, scratchers, Moog synthesizers, and what have you. The first thing I have to do is this. To be a touchy must have a wild trumpet introduction.